have 13 bills that we can talk about, and they'll be divided into, your briefing paper will be divided into public and private. Henry will be there.
And we'll be prepared.
He'll be prepared to talk about the Jewish thing. We took him over the jumps on that this morning at the staff meeting, and he understands, I think, what the moves are there. In some of these, like water, I will say, the president doesn't have this yet. We've not yet made a recommendation to him. We see these problems. Huge amount of money. The question is whether we can withhold or not.
Exactly.
Yep.
If we can, I'll sign it.
The lawyers still are looking at the tea leaves on the thing.
But if the lawyers give me an opinion that you can withhold, I will withhold and fight the certification, of course,
sure.
And then sign it.
Well, here's another one just like that. That's OEL.
I'll
just hold everything. What happens in OEL is this same kind of thing, mandatory spending. But I wish you'd take a look at this paper because Scott Ford feels very strongly that you ought to sign it. Although no commitment to sign the measure was ever given to members of Congress, they had every reason to expect approval after they eliminated the major points of disagreement. Veto could strain our credibility in trying to clean up other legislation. It's a tough call. Your staff is about evenly divided on it. And I wish you'd take time to look it over so that I can say to them, look, both sides were presented to the president, and then you call them over to see it.
Legal services.
Legal services are still in OEO. We still have control of it. There's no independent legal services with an independent board.
I thought we were opposed to it.
Well, we got it back because it wouldn't form a board that we could manage. See, we wanted to
understand it, but what I meant is, isn't that the objection we have to it?
No, it's no longer an objection.
What is it?
The objection to it is that we are required to keep four existing programs, CAP and some of these others, in existence and spend a level of money without any discretion in us to cut back on for 2 years.
I won't do that.
Okay, well.
So basically, how in the hell are we going to change this goddamn government if we're going to keep that?
That's the point. That's one of the points of view in here.
So the Congress will have to take his point and let them. They think they're overrided. Is that their problem?
Well, no. Timmons says that there's a fighting chance that we can be sustained. But I wish he'd flip through this
anyway
and take a look at both viewpoints. Because Bill is very concerned about his equity with the Congress, and he's afraid that some of our guys will say, geez, we had no idea he was going to veto this. We thought we were doing what he wanted us to. And that'll make problems for him. So there that is. But
you have to wait. Well, you have to weigh the equity with the Congress with what is right, don't you?
That's right.
Whether or not we ought to continue.
That's right. And from a political standpoint, our guys argue that you get nothing but pluses from vetoing it because nobody likes it. But there again, that's all in there. Well, in the morning, I'll be prepared to trot quickly through 13 bills, or some fraction of 13, depending on how many of
them are discussed.
Yeah, we'll discuss this one, among others. A list, or a couple of appropriations bills, the Highway Act, Airport Airways, Consumer Safety, Minimum Wage, Consumer Agency, Child Care, Employee Health Benefits, Welfare Reform, Water Pollution, War Powers, that's OEO. And so that's it. It's not a very impressive list.
Well, anyway.